Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The latest for Deshaun Watson. This came out today. That several Deshaun Watson accusers are going to sit down with Real Sports HBO and Soledad O'Brien in a series that's going to air or debuts on Tuesday, May 24th. And we've talked about the downside of all of this with Baker, the downside of keeping him here and making him show up to camp and all the PR nightmare. I thought it was really interesting listening to Aditi Kinkabwala on with Ken and Anthony this morning, and she talked about how one-sided the PR has been in the Deshaun Watson civil lawsuit case.
We don't have all the information. You know, like, I'll tell you, I said to a member of the organization that, like, you see that snippet of news that Busby, the attorney for the massage therapist, has released a piece of Deshaun Watson's deposition where he acknowledges that a therapist is crying at the end of a massage. And on the face of it, you sit here and you say, what? What? I don't understand. How does anybody see someone crying and not, like, ask immediately, oh my gosh, what's wrong? What's going on? What happened? Or is there something I can do? Is there something I did? And this person in the organization who's actually read the entire deposition said to me, do you know what was said exactly before that line? And do you know what was said exactly behind that line? And do you know what was said in the three paragraphs following? And it's true that, like, this is how things, and I'm not saying it's true about that because I don't know. I have no idea what was said before. I don't know what was said after. I don't know. What I do know is we don't necessarily have the full, complete, total picture. I think Deshaun Watson and his agent need to acknowledge that whatever they think, they need to acknowledge an outside PR firm. Like, they need to go get one of those fixers. I would argue that that's what they should do. That Deshaun Watson should get himself an outside PR person. Don't rely on the Browns to provide the PR because you've got some competing interests here. You know, the club has to look out for the club. And I have been told repeatedly by multiple people, this doesn't mean that it's necessarily true, but I have been repeatedly told that the whole story, the whole picture is not necessarily out there. And so if that's the case, then they need to do a better job of getting that whole story out there then.
Dustin, I think Deshaun Watson camp has tried to get this under the radar as much as possible. It is apparent, though, that Tony Busby, the lawyer for the victims, is refusing to do that. And so what has surprised me to this point is that while Deshaun Watson has been so vigilant about fighting the civil lawsuits in the legal side of things, but that he and his team at no point, I thought it was a great point by Aditi, at no point have they really picked up the PR side of this, which long term is the thing that Deshaun has to, is the other half of this Deshaun and his team really have to worry about.
Listen, I think Aditi hits a good point when it comes to these depositions. You know, we all don't have the entire information of, you know, what happened in that case. I'd love to see it. Would love to learn, you know, what's really out there, what this is, because it really is bad. It's a bad look for Deshaun.
Yeah.
And she's right. Deshaun probably should hire an independent firm to represent him and combat some of these allegations. And if you don't like it, or if you think that they're painting you in a bad light, then you got to get on the offense.
Well, and I think I understand and empathize. If he were to say, well, you're innocent until proven guilty in the court of public opinion, that is true. But it's just, I think when the whole thought process of Deshaun Watson getting traded came up, Dustin, I think the whole thought was, well, it's going to be a short term. It'll be a 3-month PR nightmare that you have to deal with. Long term, it is Deshaun's PR issues that he's going to have to deal with. Now, knowing that the civil lawsuits could carry on through next year, and knowing that, you know, we had Daryl Ryder on earlier today, and I asked him, could he fight this? Could Deshaun Watson fight a suspension or any kind of punishment from the NFL? And Daryl admitted, yes, it is his right. He can appeal this. He can fight this. Tom Brady took it into the court system with his Deflategate. This obviously has a lot more serious tentacles than a deflated football. It felt like when the trade stuff happened, the window of embarrassment for the Browns organization, and to some extent Deshaun Watson, was coming to a close. It doesn't feel like it's that way. It feels like we're kind of in the middle part of that, even as the NFL seems to be rounding up their investigation to eventually make a ruling on whether to punish him or not.
I'll say this too, Nick. This thing on Tuesday night, it could be very damning for Deshaun Watson. Because all we have is a court of public opinion right now, right? And if these women come out and seem believable and tell their story, how's the NFL going to respond to this? Because we know how they responded in the Ray Rice situation.
Yeah.
I know there's not a video of Deshaun, but pressure from social media, from the outside perspective, fans, the league, I think it could be really damning for Deshaun.
The thing that I think the NFL has, the thing that they can buy, is there's an independent investigation going on, and that investigation has to rule in on whether or not the NFL can punish Deshaun Watson, whether or not a violation of the CBA occurred. So that's the out they have right now. But when this investigation shores up, it'll be interesting to see, because I think the idea is the independent arbiter is going to deliver. I think most people expect the independent arbiter is going to say, all right, a violation did occur, and then make a recommendation, and then Roger Goodell is going to spring into action. I don't even know that that's going to happen. It just feels like one ongoing PR nightmare from the Deshaun Watson side of things, and I think it's 100% right. One, I do not begrudge Tony Busby or the victims or anybody for making this as uncomfortable as humanly possible. That is absolutely an angle to put pressure on Deshaun Watson and to put pressure on the NFL, and it is more within the bounds of what the alleged have said or the alleged victims have gone through. I have no problem with that. I'm just flabbergasted at how something that a year ago Deshaun Watson could have settled out of court, that he could have made go away, he's had multiple times. Like, at some point, we've got to imagine Deshaun Watson, I know he's clung to his innocence here, and I understand the value of that for a lot of people listening to this, but at some point, I mean, the story has to go away. Can you imagine if it's week one, and they haven't ruled or made a suspension or a punishment for Deshaun Watson, if that hasn't come down yet? This is going to be a never-ending thing, seemingly.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hanging over the team for God knows how long.
216-578-0092. You guys can give us a call here. The latest on Deshaun Watson. This is... The Browns handled the initial PR thing is reasonably well from the Andrew Berry side of things that you could have. The Haslam interview was a little wonky and different. This is, I wouldn't be surprised if this is not the last thing that we've seen from whether it's the accusers or Tony Busby. It's apparent that this is going to be public until the very, very end.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, this is not going to go away anytime soon. And as these cases start to get tried in civil court, it's going to be public.
If you're the Browns, do you think the Browns have already had the conversation, Deshaun, when the ruling does come down from the NFL, even if it's a strong suspension, we're just going to need you to just take the suspension and move on? Do you think that conversation's already happened?
Good question.
Because I can't imagine. I know, like, they kind of framed the initial getting to know you, that it was more about just getting
we trust Deshaun, the person.
Yes.
That was kind of the...
That was the
speak.
The spin. I don't know if that's spin. Fair to the Browns, but yeah. The spin. Because what I'm imagining is if Roger Goodell says next Friday, because this will be a Friday news dump. The Deshaun Watson will be a Friday news dump thing. So if it's next Friday, if he says, all right, Deshaun, you're suspended for 2 years, there's no way Deshaun Watson's not going to fight that. There's no way. That's his career. Two more years.
Totally.
And by the way, it's not just 2 more years. It's $80 million. That, I think, is also the part of this.
If they did that, I mean, he wouldn't have played football for 3 years.
Yep. I mean, even another year, because that's the other, you know, people have said, well, the league's got to hammer him because of the Trevor Bauer thing. Even just a year is $40 million of salary plus two years of your career. Dre, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dre.
Hey, what's going on, guys, man? Hope you guys are having a good Friday. Well, I see it, man, you know, with Deshaun, I kind of really wouldn't be worried, because what can these young ladies possibly say to HBO that they didn't try to say in two courtrooms, and both courtrooms dropped the cases? Right now, this lawyer and these young ladies are about to go on tour trying to get all the money they can, you know, getting this money from HBO. They gonna sell their story to whoever would pay for it.
Well, so Dre, right now, quick, buddy, just to let you know, we don't know that HBO paid for this story. So I want to be a little sensitive on that one. And I also would say, like, just because the legal side of things didn't go against Deshaun Watson, he didn't end up in jail, that doesn't mean that the story isn't going to be very compelling, and that the people, the accusers that come out, aren't going to say some things that are going to leave people feeling pretty shocked. Like, right. The things that are coming out, listen, the things that are coming out from the, and I thank you for the call there, Dre, like the things that are coming out in the actual, the courtroom in and of itself right now with the civil lawsuits is shocking. Wait until it's an accuser saying the entire story or their entire story. That is going to be, that's not just going to be sports talk in Cleveland. That's going to be national talk. That's going to be sports talk in Cleveland. That's going to be sports talk in Charlotte, North Carolina, in Portland. So, yeah, I disagree. I understand why the accusers would want their side of the story out there. I understand why. And I don't think it's fair just to say it is a money grab. But if you are Deshaun Watson, getting back to Didi Kinkabwala's initial point, at some point you've got to start telling the full story if you feel like the full story is being misrepresented,
right,
or that only half the side of the story is being told.
True.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.